Clayton, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. First off, man, let me start off, man, and say this is Clayton Reister. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody what activities, sports you're involved in, Clayton, for all that listeners that are listening around the world.
All right. Well, my name is Clayton Reister. I'm a senior this year. First off, yes, football, of course. Then kind of undecided on if I want to play golf or not, but I'm sure I'm going to come around and be that way. Baseball, I'm not sure yet. It just really depends on how I'm feeling throughout the year.
That sounds amazing, man. Man, let me first off congratulate you guys, man, so far on the season you guys are having. You guys are currently sitting at 3-1. What would you attribute that success to right now?
Man, I got to give a big thanks to our O-line. You know, we couldn't do – I mean, that's the most biggest part of the football game right there. You got that, and then, of course, defense wins championships, and our defense is starting to come around. Our practices are starting to get a little better. We're starting to have more communication just throughout the whole program, and it's starting to feel really nice. I think we're going to do some big things this year.
I think so, too. With Coach Bodis taking over as head coach, it's been a little bit of a change for a lot of people. I think they – a little bit of technical difficulties, y'all, but we're back. Like I said, congratulations, Clayton, so far, man. You guys are 3-1. I know you said you accredited a lot of that to the O-line, and everybody's starting to come together with practices. How much has Coach Bodis's head coaching philosophy played into this factor as well?
You know, I think – coming from Evans to Bodis, Bodis has been around for a while, and, you know, all the kids really, like, understand and enjoy the way he does things throughout the classroom and especially on the field as well. And I just feel like everybody more, like, respects him more and just has more chemistry with him. And I feel like that's why we all work together so well.
And that's one thing I can say is the Bodises have been around for a while, and they seem to be not only leaders, like, in the school, but leaders on and off the field in the community as well.
Yes, sir.
So I will ask you some crazy questions. It'll be kind of funny. What's your favorite pregame and postgame snack?
Pregame is definitely going to have to be peach rings. That's one thing I always grew up on, and it's just kind of my ritual, I guess you could say.
What about postgame?
Postgame? I'm going to go with the Ossoff's burrito because that's usually the only thing open when we're done playing, so that's – usually all I can get. Queen. Yes, sir.
Who would you say, Clayton, is probably your biggest mentor as far as sports goes?
I definitely have to say my dad. My dad has had a big impact throughout my whole sports career, whether that was from Pee Wee football all the way up until now. I mean, shoot, every Friday I always get the pregame speech, and it just kind of hypes me up and makes me want to get that go in me, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Who would you say is your biggest fan?
Definitely have to be my sister. My sister, she's one of those crazy few, I guess you could say, but in a good way. She always has that fire in her, and it just pumps me up.
Now, I know we talked about everybody sitting at 3-1 right now. You guys are going to go travel to Quanah on Friday night. It's Quanah's homecoming. What can the Quanah and the Indians expect from the Hamlin Pied Pipers on Friday night?
We're definitely going to come out playing. I can tell you that. We've had pretty decent practices this whole week. We kind of stepped it up today. It's just all starting to come together, and I think we're going to come out there and just do our job, get the job done, and they leave there with a win for sure.
Leading into that, what will it take, do you think, to beat them on Friday night?
We're going to have to be really disciplined on defense. Their quarterback likes to move, especially that he's coming back off a concussion and not being able to play for the last 2 weeks. He's going to be one to itch, and we're going to have to shut him down.
I know we talked about, like I said, 3-1. You guys got a tough district. I mean, TLC, AA, Miles, Cross Plains, Albany, and Roscoe. What is it going to take for the Hamlin Pied Pipers to come out of that district and set themselves up good for a potential playoff run?
We're going to have to come together. We're just going to have more communication on both sides of the ball and just make sure that we're doing our job. Because if we come out there slacking, we're going to get hit in the mouth because, we, like you said, we have a very tough district. And, I mean, we got Albany coming off their off a state win, so they're gonna be fighting hard. And then Roscoe, I mean, we've always had a good rivalry with them, so they're gonna want to come out there. Miles, I mean, that's a new team for us to play, so we're just gonna have to be respectful of the quarterback they have because he's pretty darn good. I'm not even gonna lie to you. So we're gonna have to get our on air game going, make sure we shut that down. TLCA, that's just going to be a good game. We're going to have to come out there, work on ourselves, just make sure we're doing stuff right.
You know how we always have to say, play a Pied Piper mistake-free ball. That's what we got to do.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Now, who would you say is probably your funniest teammate on the team?
I definitely have to say Hagan Holland. That guy, he could bring a smile out of anybody. If you're having a bad day, he could come out there and joke around with you, and you'll be perfectly fine the rest of the day and not have a care in the world.
Who would you say is the teammate that gets you, that gets everybody fired up on the sidelines?
I definitely have to say Hudson Smith. That guy, man, we have great chemistry, especially with us both being linebackers. We're always talking and having a great time out there, and especially pregame. I mean, we're always hype. Mason Brandon's a good one too. Mason, he can get hype in the tunnel, so we're always hype when we come out of there.
Well, Clayton, sitting at 3-1, I think you guys, like I said, have a really, really good shot this year to make a pretty good playoff run, at least a playoff push. And it's crazy to think, you know, the last couple of years it's been kind of crazy for everybody here in Hamlin. I mean, like we talked about, accrediting to Botus and Coach Harvey, you know, all the other coaches that are on this staff. What about Coach Luna? What do you have to say about Coach Luna?
Coach Luna, man, that guy, he's just like Hagan. If you're having a bad day, he could say three words to you and you'll be perfectly fine. He brings the defense together really well. I feel like we all have a good understanding of what he's trying to do with us, and we all want to listen to him because we're trying to make sure that we're doing the right things all the time.
And one thing I can say that I hear from all the kids up there is that Coach Luna is a big, big mentor, him and his wife. Shout out to Coach Luna and Miss Luna. I am going to end this interview, Clayton. I always end it with letting you give a shout out to whoever you want to give a shout out to, a thank you to anybody. The floor is all yours, Clayton.
Man, I just want to thank my family. They do everything they can to make sure I'm in the right place, doing the right things. Especially my mom. My mom's a big one. She's always constantly on me about doing the right thing because I have so many people watching what I do, especially all the little ones. So I just want to make sure that everything goes good with her and everybody else.
Well, Clayton, man, it was a pleasure having you on tonight, man. Thank you for coming on.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.